Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Mets overcame more injuries to beat the Braves 3-1. In the seventh inning, Mets right fielder Kevin Pillar was hit square in the nose by a 95-mile-per-hour pitch from Jacob Webb. Pillar was knocked to the ground and blood poured from his nose when he lifted his head. After the game, Pillar went to the hospital for a CT scan. He says on Twitter that he's doing fine. Elsewhere, the Rangers took down the Yankees 5-2, and the Cubs drubbed the Nationals 7-3. In the Stanley Cup playoffs last night, the Bruins rallied to beat the Capitals in overtime 4-3 to even their first-round series to a game apiece. Meanwhile, the Avalanche ripped the Blues 4-1, and the Hurricanes topped the Panthers 5-2. In NBA news, the matchups for the play-in tournament are set. It starts tonight with number 10 Charlotte at number 9 Indiana and number 8 Washington at number 7 Boston. Meanwhile, longtime broadcaster Marv Albert plans to retire after calling the Eastern Conference Finals for TNT. Albert, known for his signature yes call, turns 80 next month. He's called 13 NBA Finals and 25 All-Star Games, but in a career spanning almost 60 years, he has covered everything from football and boxing to hockey, baseball, and tennis. Lastly, embattled Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert has been temporarily suspended by the New York Racing Association. It comes as the Baffert-trained Medina Spirit's Kentucky Derby victory faces scrutiny following a failed drug test. Baffert denies wrongdoing. A second test result is forthcoming from Medina Spirit, who was allowed to run in last weekend's Preakness Stakes in Baltimore. Naira says the suspension keeps Baffert from entering races or using stable space. I'm Jesse King.